Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for giving us some time again.
Yeah, thanks to KJN and yourself for covering all our athletes.
Well, let's go back here and take a look at last week. Obviously, a very tough game on the road against a very good team in Creston. They're just really skilled up front. They've got some big guys that know how to play, and they've got a good rotation up there, and they pave the way pretty well for some good backs.
Yeah, real big up front. Probably the biggest group I've seen in high school football, and that even dates back to the 2002 team. They would have dwarfed us back then even, and you know, some of our coaches were talking afterwards just how big they really are. And you know, that's their strong point, and they certainly showed it.
Well, you knew that it was going to be a priority to try to slow down Chase Schultz. He had his efforts on the ground rewarded from time to time, but they did mix it up. They threw quite a few guys back there in the backfield as well. But I think that's, again, just a testament to how good they are up front. It didn't seem to matter who had the ball. They were making the holes there for him to run through.
Yeah, four or five different guys carry the ball for him or touch the ball in different instances, whether it was passing, running. They have the whole gamut there, and that just makes it that much tougher to stop. So, you know, they're a good team, and we'll see, you know, how they fare out in the rest of the district. They got a couple tough games coming up, but I look for them to probably win the district.
Yeah, very tough team. I guess one of the highlights of the game for you was the big play defensively when Dylan Sontag got in the way of a pass, ran it back 40 yards for a score. And at that point, actually, you know, felt like the team maybe was going to gain some momentum. But, you know, credit to Creston, they came back right away and went back down and scored again to kind of eliminate any of that momentum that you started to gain.
Yeah, I've been waiting all year for, you know, Dylan to kind of step up and make a play there, and boy, he sure did. It was nice to see him, you know, score on defense. We've put a little bit of pressure on him to make some plays, and he finally did. So hopefully that carries over for him here in the next few weeks. Yeah, momentum-wise, you know, 13-6 after the first quarter, I mean, that's right where we want to be, even though we're trailing. And, you know, give credit to Creston, though. They just come down and went down the field and scored.
Well, one thing that we talked about last week that you wanted to do was kind of get some more of that short passing game going, get some more guys involved, find some creative ways to try to run the ball. Obviously, you know, they're good on the offensive line. They're good on the defensive line, conversely, as well. So it was tough to get that ground game going and try to get into those good situations.
Yeah, we had a couple of passes early on that I thought probably could have been caught that would have helped us sustain a drive. I'm not saying we would have scored off of it, but those are the type of things that we need, you know, just continue to get some first downs and keep our defense off the field. As far as running the ball, we're just trying to find, you know, a crease where we can get 4 to 6 yards. And we made a few changes this week, hoping to again do that again. So we're looking to try and still run the football.
Well, and you turn around here and play another team that's kind of vying to be up there at the top of the district here in the Glenwood Rams. They're coming off a win over Denison last week in pretty big fashion. They got going pretty well late in that game. Another team that can run the ball, but I think they're going to be a little bit more of a balanced team to face as far as the defensive side for you guys.
Yeah, you know, real big fullback in the Lafabon kid. That's their featured back. So we're again, you know, we're kind of behind the eight ball again with such a good athlete back there in their offense. But they certainly do, you know, throw and pass, you know, effectively. If they're going to come out and try to run the football, they're going to use the pass just to mix it up a little bit. But we're going to have to be ready for both.
Well, and they're a team that's pretty experienced as well. Most of the kids that played for them last year when they had a successful season are back here again this year, especially at those skill positions. A lot of people are familiar with Coach Foss with his time around this area over at AHST, and he's had some years now to try to get his ideas instilled down there, and it seems like they're really buying into his program.
Yeah, you know, eventually that's where we hope to be is to, you know, have a program that we can count on year in and year out to be, you know, successful. And he's really done some nice things down there. You know, he's got them set up and going in the weight room in the summertime. And, you know, that's a huge thing as far as football is concerned. But they all seem to be on the same page, and they're showing it on Friday night.
Well, and obviously last week stopping the run was difficult for you guys with such a big offensive line that they had. Glenwood's going to be a little bit similar. They're not as big, but there's still some skilled guys and experienced guys there up front. What do you work on and change this week defensively to try to slow that run game down a little better?
Well, we're trying to get a few more guys in the box. Glenwood isn't going to spread you out necessarily and try and chuck it all over the place down the field. Glenwood's going to try and run the option. So, you know, we've been decent against the option this year. Our guys are, you know, going to have to play discipline. That's when you see an option team, that's what you have to do. We've put in a couple different defenses as far as just assignments, as far as who's got the dive, who's got the quarterback, who's got the pitch. But, you know, our defense has, for the most part, played well all year.
Yeah, they really have, and you had the opportunities, it seems like, in every game to make plays and get over that hump, and haven't been able to get that offensive game plan going enough to support the defensive effort. That's obviously been a struggle for you. What changes and adjustments are you continuing to make with this team to try to get that rolling?
Well, we're trying to, you know, rest a few guys, and if we rest them, it's on offense. We want our best guys all the time out on defense. So offensively, we've given some guys, you know, some chances, some of our younger guys, just to maybe run a series or two, a half is all. But that series, you know, lets our defensive guys rest a little bit. So that's one change. We've mixed up a little bit on the offensive line a little bit, trying to help us out and do some things. And also in the backfield, as far as this week, we've, you know, implemented some misdirection stuff. And, you know, when you're kind of handcuffed up front against a big defensive line again, we've got to do some things to maybe confuse them.
Well, and one area of the field that I think will be really interesting to watch in this game is when you guys are trying to work in some of that short to mid-range passing game, and on the other side of the ball as well, when they're trying to throw the ball, that matchup between defensive backs and wide receivers is probably going to be a pretty competitive one in this contest.
Yeah, our defensive backfield, we have a lot of confidence in. They're all juniors back there. They're all multi-sport athletes. They, you know, compete. So we're going to rely on them not only in the passing game, but to run some of the alleyways in the run game also. So they seem to be pretty plugged in back there. I've been pleased with this week in practice. And, you know, as far as our receivers go, when we do throw it, it has to be effective. You know, we don't have to necessarily throw touchdowns each time we throw it, but we need to move the chains.
Well, and you started the season with Garrett Franken running quarterback position. Jackson Eden has transitioned over there, a position he played last year. You feel like he's gotten more confident and comfortable here as the weeks have gone on, that he's gotten some more time there?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think, you know, Jackson's our guy there, and Garrett's our guy on the perimeter. They provide some matchup problems out there with him being 6'7" out there as a wideout, Garrett. And, you know, Jackson, he looks a little bit more comfortable. Last week was not so good for him, but, you know, Jackson was sick on the way to the game, had some issues with his stomach, and, you know, I'm just pleased that he toughed it out and made some plays for us at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and it seems like as you've transitioned into that, working some of those underneath routes in the pass game, that there's been some more opportunities there. It hasn't always been seen as the play develops, and you've kind of maybe relied a little bit too much on trying to go to that jump ball situation to a guy like Franken, where there may be some underneath routes that are open. You feel like you're getting better at recognizing those situations and being able to take advantage of that?
Well, I think so. It all, you know, it kind of depends on what we're doing up front to our five linemen. So this week, not a whole lot of combination routes. We're going to have kind of just some single receivers, maybe a couple combination routes, because we want to make sure that our quarterback has time to get the ball off. So you're going to see some maximum protection type stuff in there. And yeah, it does limit you a little bit in the passing game, but you've got to be able to throw on first down and maybe keep the defense on their heels.
Well, another thing you've done is mixed up some of the formations that you've run as well, trying to do some different things there to maybe get better protection or just give teams different looks. Has that been easier also as the season's gone along? You know, you're a new coach coming in. It's tough to put in a lot of stuff during the off season. Have you been able to kind of tinker with that week by week, and have the kids been responsive?
Yeah, certainly. With our formations, you know, for our linemen, you know, nothing changes for them. So as far as their blocking rules and their techniques and just fundamental lineman play. So when we change formations, it really helps that our linemen are just the same. They're doing the same thing. It's our receivers and backs that have to think a little bit out there, but they're more capable and they kind of know what we're doing. We can spend some extra time with them. You know, if you're moving just one guy around to change the formation, it's a little bit different than moving all five of our linemen around. So we'll progress and continue to do that just to try and keep the defense honest.
We've talked about this before during the season. It seems like your kids have really been well focused throughout games. The effort seems to stay there, even in a contest like last week that maybe got away from them a little bit. But they were still playing hard. They're out there trying to make plays. And, you know, obviously at this point in the season, you're kind of getting an idea of, hey, the postseason's not going to work out. But there's an opportunity to go in there and play some good teams and, you know, kind of play that spoiler role. The guys still locked in and feel like they're confident to keep working every week?
Yeah, as a coaching staff, we talk a lot with our guys that they're evaluated every day, whether that's on the field or off the field. And part of that is in games. You know, they're evaluated and, you know, they're going to have to produce or we're going to find somebody else that does. And I've been really happy with, you know, our seniors that they haven't mailed it in. And, they continue to play and continue to try to make plays, as you mentioned. And we're also going to give some of our younger guys some small reps here and there in the game. But, you know, we're big on developing players. And, this year we want our kids to develop. We want them to get better each and every game, whether that's at the varsity level, the JV level, or the freshman level. So me personally, I've tried to be around all three of those as much as possible to continue to develop our guys. And it's the same for all three, JV, varsity, and freshmen. You know, we want to continue to develop players.
Well, before last week, we talked about your team was, you know, relatively healthy for this point in the season. Is that still the case here after the Creston game?
Yeah, as far as the injury bug, we're healthy. It's the sickness bug that's getting us. We've missed, a handful of guys, starting with Jackson last Friday night, who still played. But I don't know if that was a good thing, because everybody else that touched the ball is probably sick too, you know. So we've missed two or three guys here this week, in and out of practice just with the flu bug. But we can deal with that because we know they're coming back. So that's good.
Well, we always talk about this kind of as we wrap up every week. What are those specific things here as you move on to take on Glenwood that you're looking for an improvement this week?
Well, we touched on it a little bit already. We just want to compete, and that means play hard every play. We need to jog on and off the field and give ourselves a chance. It's the same this week. You know, we've talked to our kids all week long. Hey, we've got to do these things to give us a chance, and then late in the game, if we're in it, maybe we can pull one out. And I think our kids have bought into that. They understand, you know, not only is it teaching football, but it's here's why we're teaching you. This is what we're doing, and here's why. And, our kids, you know, you see them kind of nodding their head. And, yeah, you know, we don't necessarily have the personnel that other people do as far as, you know, size and strength. But the things that we're trying to do and teach them, you know, it makes sense to them, and that gives us the best chance to win.
Well, Coach, thanks again for giving us some time this week. Good luck to you.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That wraps up this week of Trojan Preview on KJN.